are listening to The Bobby Hill Report. Hey, y'all. You're listening to The Bobby Hill Report on Anchor.fm. This is Season 1, Episode 4, and I'm Bobby Hill. Today is October 22nd, 2020. It's the big day, the final showdown between Trump and Biden, right here in Tennessee, the big debate, if that's what you want to call it. Well, I want to hold off on that until the end of the podcast, because I feel like I happened upon something a little bit important. I think most people, I feel like most people have heard of the Drudge Report. It's huge, publication. Really, it's just a website, drudgereport.com. And what they do is they pick and choose what stories that they want to boost, that they want to promote, put them on their website. And it's that simple. That's it. The creator, his name is Mike Judge, created King of the Hill, which is where the character Bobby Hill is from. But anyway, I don't want to go off too far off track. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing up Drudge Report is because, from my own memory, 4 years ago, the Drudge Report was very pro-Trump. Very pro-Trump. And back in 2012, if my memory serves me, it was actually a neutral outlet, a neutral media outlet. They didn't really have a horse in that race. But this time around, very anti-Trump and seemingly more pro-Biden. Now, I was searching for what would make, you know, what would cause Drudge Report to kind of go a different direction this cycle, and I happened upon an article from CJR. And that is the Columbia Journal Review, the voice of journalism, cjr.org. And the article is titled, "Why Did Matt Drudge, his name's Matt Drudge, Turn on Donald Trump?" And Matt, he's been around since in the media since like 99. Or maybe even earlier than that. So he knows what he's doing. Or at least it seems like he knows what he's doing. He took Trump's side because Trump wanted the wall. He believed that we were going to get the wall. Even though, and I thought he was kind of a libertarian or even more liberal. But let's be fair, we'll say libertarian, more middle of the road. And so, you know, he put out all kinds of pro-Trump propaganda, and he believed in the wall, and in 4 years, Trump started it, but he didn't finish it. And now, Mr. Drudge is like, no wall, okay, I'm going to switch sides. To the side that doesn't want the wall with Mexico. Please, someone out there, hit me up, thebobbyhillreport@outlook.com. Tell me, why would this guy go from supporting the side who wanted the wall to the side that never wanted the wall? It doesn't make any sense. And if you can't tell, like in these last 5 minutes ever since I started talking, I'm trying to think while I'm talking to you, the listener, because I'm going to do more digging. But the only, man, it's like, I don't know, because really in 2016, Drudge was like, you know, they were beating everybody out for pro-Trump media, even Fox News. I mean, really, this whole time, they've never been, like, pro-Donald Trump. And they're still not that fair with the guy. And really, the only network out there that's got his back is One American News. And I don't know. I feel like most people haven't heard of One American News. And really, they're not going to get a balanced point of view because of that. So it's like one major news network, actually, I don't even know if you'd call them major, versus, you know, 9 or 10 of the big guys. And then, you know, like I said in previous podcasts, I'm not this pro, you know, mega pro Trump supporter, but I want to be fair, you know, give them equal positive and negative. And really, totally honest, I got nothing positive to say about Biden. He hasn't really done anything good. And it's really plain and simple with him. But with Trump, it's not so simple. And here's why. It seems as though there really are people, important people, I guess, quote, important, powerful people that want him gone. And somehow, in a way, because I know the Drudge Report has power. I really do. And it's like maybe they've been paid, or maybe convinced, you know, maybe somebody has dirt on them. I don't know. But if you go on their website, you'll know what I'm talking about. So yeah, I mean, and tonight we're going to see, I guess, some form of censorship. Obviously it's mainly for the president, because they're not going to let either of them talk over the other, which I guess is a fair way to do it. But when you're the president and you're debating not just the former VP and the moderator, you kind of feel like you're being attacked. So yeah, I could see why Trump didn't want to do it virtually, but they're still going to be able to shut him up. They're still going to do it in person and shut him up. So yeah, you know, that's how we do things here in America now. First Amendment, what is that? What does that even mean anymore? Now, I do agree, Trump does need to sometimes just shut his mouth, and, you know, Biden, let him talk. He's a self-sinking ship, you know. He'll scuttle the boat. He'll scuttle it on his own. It's that simple. But, yeah. I wish there was somebody else. I really do. I wish there was someone else that I could speak positively about and promote. But yeah, Trump he's being attacked. It's coming from multiple angles, and you can't really blame the guy for getting upset and fighting back. I don't know about you folks, but I'm ready for all this election BS to be done. It's it's depressing. It really is. You know, watching people taking sides and fighting with each other, defending their candidate, and not really knowing why they're doing it. That is the hard part. It people lose their sense of humanity during these things. And it's hard to watch. Even, you know, I've been caught up in it in the past. You know, when I supported Ron Paul in 2012, that was the first election that I really even, you know, gave a darn about. And what I saw, you know, the media do to that man, you know, and it wasn't just the media, just the people that degraded him, you know, because of his age. Even supporters would be like, you know, this guy, he's too old, he can't fight, you know, like, but the guy knows, he knows the Constitution back and forth. He understands liberty, individual liberty. He understands our rights. I don't believe either of these guys know what true liberty looks like. And therefore, they don't spread that message. You see what I mean? Like, you know, they do say the leader influences the followers. And, I mean, it's plain and simple. Now, there are plenty of leftists saying, you know, Trump is a racist and, you know, he's inspiring people to be, what are they saying? To be hateful. And, you know, Obama's out there with his freaking bullhorn, basically, saying Trump is in so many words that he's like the KKK leader or something like that. And it's not true, you know, that's not true. But the way that they're attacking him like that, like they did Ron Paul, you know that something is going on. You know, I will always believe that the president is selected by a group of people. And Trump may have been that person. He may have agreed to go along with it. Be like, oh yeah, just put me in there and I'll you know, we'll go with the game plan, and then, you know, next thing you know, all the pedophilia and all that stuff's coming out. And that's gonna, you know, get a lot of people angry, a lot of people with a lot of money, more money than he has. So, and then, you know, a couple years in, the final year, we got the virus, the racial tension with the social justice movements. I mean, it's wild. It's pretty wild. Man. Yeah, so I think I'm off my rant now. That was like, again, that this Drudge thing, it just bothers me. It bugs the hell out of me. That, like I said, they went from going to support the people who wanted the wall, and then to supporting the people who don't want the wall and never have. So again, if you have any thoughts on that, the Bobby Hill Report at Outlook.com. All right, well, I guess on to depressing but less depressing matters. Looking at Fox Business over here, Pelosi says we're just about there on Corona's relief deal. And I know for many people, yeah, you could probably use some stimulus money. And who am I? Who am I to sit here and say it's a bad idea? You know, even though fiscally, the United States of America cannot afford to keep printing money, but the checks that are going to the people belong to the people, right? because, you know, a lot of people don't even get the money back that they've been paying in, you know, in income tax all year. So it's $1,200 a person. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows what you're going to get? That's what the Democrats say. I think it was Pelosi on Obamacare, the Obamacare bill. We have to pass it before we know what's in it, right? So that's what we get. That's what we get from our federal government. Shame, you know, McConnell, all them guys, Cruz, they're all the same. A politician is a politician. You know, what you see is what you get, except they're a lot worse than you think. They're a lot worse than you think. I mean, yeah, they'll lie to your face, but they'll stab you in the back too. And that's what they've been doing to us for decades upon decades. Oh, it upsets me. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming and joining me here on the Bobby Hill Report. I really appreciate the loyal listeners, and you know, I hope you subscribe to the page. We're available on at least 6 platforms, including Spotify, Google Play, and on my main anchor.fm page. It doesn't show it, but we're on Apple Podcasts now. So if you prefer that, you can do that. Now you can download us there. Also, if you want, email me and let me know what you think. Do you like the podcasts to be shorter and sweeter, or do you want them like long and drawn out? Because personally, I like them to be about 15 minutes to a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, but like an hour, like nobody wants to sit there and listen for an hour unless it's like really interesting stuff or like a special bonus material. I would appreciate some feedback on that. And I hope in the future to really spiff this thing up a little bit with some music and whatnot. Of course, you know, you have to have funding for all that stuff. So as soon as the anchor can hook me up with some sponsors, which I challenge them. I challenge them to find a sponsor for a show like this. So far, we're going on a week now, and they haven't found anybody. That doesn't mean they won't. But yeah, we could use a little revenue. Anyway, again, thank you all for listening to my rants and rambling. And, you know, I guess we'll see what happens tonight. I will be watching, mostly for the entertainment factor, because I need a good laugh right now. I really do. Either I'm going to laugh, I'm going to cry, probably both. And I think like 90% of Americans will. Again, thanks again for listening to the Bobby Hill Report on anchor.fm.